Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five!
Sports obviously isn't the most important issue here. Games are cancelled or played without public. It's a sign that something really is wrong.
We treat so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well.
Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
You're listening to True Information with Marquis Davis and Grown As Man. Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of True Information with me, Marquis Davis, and
Grown Man. What's up?
I don't know where he was at. He left me for about 10 seconds there. It's okay.
No, I didn't. I was right here.
You sure? You sure you were right there?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Stop making fun of me.
You know what? The coronavirus has been dominating the headlines for weeks and weeks and weeks. It has.
Weeks,
but
bro.
It has shut down entire industries, including the entertainment industry. And the most
Except
important
on Facebook.
Yeah, well. And the most important Instagram. Industry within the entertainment world to some of us is the sports industry, right?
Oh, sports.
So let me guess, you're not a sports guy, huh?
Sports. I mean, no. I'm just saying I like sports. I think they're entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I do not follow it on a regular basis. Like, I couldn't give a flip-flying fig who got traded to who.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Because it doesn't put money in my pocket.
Oh, well.
But it's fun.
It
when
could.
I see MMA fights.
Oh, okay. So you know the MMA, they're affected as well. They can't have fights, you know. So with the coronavirus shutting down major sports, we have a dilemma where, you know, the NBA is losing money. We got the NFL is still on track because the NFL starts in the fall. So they were good at this time, you know. The Summer Olympics have been canceled and pushed to 2021. That's crazy. There's only been three other times that the Summer Olympics have been postponed or moved. You know, that was during World War I, 1918.
Which, that's a good reason.
Yeah, World War II, 1940 and 1944.
That's another good reason.
Yeah, and the pandemic of the coronavirus 2020.
We could have stopped this, man.
Yeah, we could have.
We could have.
But you
There's
know,
something else to eat besides bats, bruh.
Well, you know, you know, I'm not going to go down that tunnel of what caused the virus, or is it man-made, or is it because of bat soup or uneaten turtle heads? You know, I'm not going to go down that road because, you know,
bat soup.
Right now, we're in it. We're within this historic world-changing event. We are not at the beginning where we have to try to figure out who's patient zero. And now patient zero has affected our entertainment with sports. We have no sports. It would have been the beginning of the middle of the baseball season, the playoffs for the NBA season, soccer season, the MLS was just kicking off, and Atlanta United was kicking butt. But we don't have that now. We don't have it. It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the draft coming up, you know, well, we had the draft and that was exciting, but it's like, what are we going to do without sports?
I mean, I blame Rudy Gobert. I blame Rudy.
How you blame? Why?
If Rudy Gobert, because remember that he was making fun of getting coronavirus and he was touching on the microphones and crap. Remember that? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. And touching on people's heads.
Yeah, around May 12th, May 11th, he up there playing around and doing all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, I've got coronavirus. It's like, dude, you didn't have to do that. Why did you do that? Why?
You know, and that's the fear. That's the fear. They have these brilliant plans. They have these brilliant plans to try to do something, you know, such as baseball, where they have all the players come and quarantine themselves and play games in an empty stadium, or they have a place set up so that this team can play this team with no fans. And they think that that would be great, but then you miss that aesthetic of hearing the cheers and the roar of the crowd when something goes right, or the boos when something goes wrong. So it changes the whole dynamic of the sport to begin with. I mean, you go to a gym like your local YMCA and you watch the teens play basketball, right? Only thing you hear is the squeaking of the shoes on the court, and it's annoying. You know, it's not entertaining, even with commentary.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, and I'm trying, you know, people that have their gambling fixes and need to bet. Are you just spending all your money now on lottery tickets? Is that what you're doing? Going to your local convenience store and spending your money on lottery tickets as opposed to betting on your favorite sport or who's going to win or the spread? It's just a lot of stuff sports being gone, bro.
They're waiting on the mayor of Las Vegas to open up Vegas again. That's what they're doing.
Ah, okay.
And she's going to do it soon.
Well, you know what's funny is that a lot of people, if I listen to my sports station locally here a lot, every time I go in the car, my sports station is playing. And it's simply because I love sports. I love football, baseball, basketball. I love soccer now because of the Atlanta United team. You know, I never thought I would like soccer, but I love it. You don't like it?
I didn't hear you say hockey, sir.
No, No. I'm from the South.
Badminton? What?
I'm from badminton. That's not even a professional sport, is it? I mean, it's in the Olympics. Isn't it an amateur sport? What is badminton? It's like
I don't
baby's tennis. What is?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, you know
golf. Golf. No.
Listen,
golf.
The Masters were moved and pushed back.
Yeah, they were.
Tiger Woods had to defend his title. He won last year in a miraculous fashion. It was like awe-inspiring.
He's Tiger Woods.
Well, you know, people had doubted Tiger Woods for a very long time because they never thought that he would win
it's
again.
It's like asking, can Michael Phelps swim?
Well.
Remember, it's like, can he do the breaststroke? Have you seen him?
I'm telling you, dude. It's just, and well, think about this. Even Michael Phelps can't compete this year in the 2020 Olympics, even though he's retired, you know, because they have no Olympics this year. This is crazy. I love watching the gymnastics and the track and field stars go.
We all love gymnastics, my friend.
We do.
I need to see, what is her name? I need to see Gabby Douglas.
Well, I don't. Gabby Douglas? She still flipping?
I don't care. Oh. I don't care. Okay. I'm going to say she is in my mind. I am. I'm going to say she is in my mind.
So you like this. Okay. All right. Because Gabby Douglas isn't really that.
I think she's a nice looking young lady. And I think that she's very talented.
Okay. Well, you know, Dominic Dawes is the
I think
echelon.
She's also very talented.
Very talented. Very, very talented she is. You're listening to True Information here on DVRadio.net. I am Marquis Davis.
I'm grown-ass man.
And we're talking sports, something you rarely ever hear on DV Radio or any other platform unless you're listening for a sports podcast. You haven't heard it here yet on True Information until today because we are talking sports. Today. I love sports. Now, grown man is not really a sports guy, as you heard earlier in the broadcast. Really. So what are your favorite teams?
Favorite teams. All right. Home team is the Washington Redskins. I know saying that word is a little bit taboo for some people.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to just say the Washington football team, how my father told me to say it.
Well, okay. Be politically correct.
You got I am politically correct. I do like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just because I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well. I just do. You know, no accounting for taste. At me next time. How about that?
I will.
If you got an issue with me, at me next time.
I will. Because I'm a
fan
Falcons
page
fan.
Up.
I'm a Falcons fan, so.
I forgive you. I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? Let's see. We did football. We did basketball. I don't really care about basketball, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm not even going to lie. Not even going to begin that. I do, however, like MMA.
Oh. Who's your favorite fighter?
MMA.
Then?
Huh?
Who's your favorite fighter?
Lately, I mean, last time I got to watch it was Pierre. So, Pierre St. James? Pierre St. James. I just like it. I'm, as of right now, I don't even really pick out people and specific moves and stuff. I can tell you that he's about to put him in a guillotine. I can tell you that was a nice roundhouse kick. I can tell you, oh, that person's about to tap out and then be very, very surprised. But other than that, man, I don't see the need to fan boy or fan girl, or in my case, fan boy, off of somebody who.
I was about to say, are you a fan girl now?
Shut up. But, like, for me, like, sports was never that awe-inspiring thing. But I tell you what, though, it not being here for the rest of us, for like, especially my friends, man, I got a lot of people out there that are hurting. They are not okay, sir. They are not okay.
Now, one topic I do want to get into with this sports discussion now is that you have a lot of lower income minority kids who rely on sports to get away from the gang activity or what they're suffering through at home, but they can't go to that now because of the quarantine orders and they can't gather.
I mean, look, there are other things. Like, yes, it was a very nice thing, and it was a very clear connection. If you are good enough while you were in high school, and maybe if you're in college to go to the pros, they'll take you up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was almost an instantaneous gratification thing. You get signed, bam, you got money.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, you could do the same thing, and it has the possibility of doing the same thing with art. It has, because look, I mean, there are a whole bunch of rappers out there that do not, cannot, should not rap to save their little poor life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But because they got a deal, they got some money. But I'm telling you like this, I've never believed, and this is how I was raised. Just because of your physical prowess, just because you are able to run a ball, to dunk a ball, to catch a ball, to throw a ball, or the like, does not mean that it is the only thing that's going to be out there for you. Hmm. And even professional sports players would tell you, don't depend on the sport to carry you the rest of your life.
Oh, no. You should never do that with anything.
Allow it to springboard you. Look at Shaq. Shaq was one of the best players out there. And then he retired. But he didn't stop there. He got his master's. He got his doc. Shaq has a doctorate, bro.
Well, if you can afford it, get it.
I mean, if you can afford to get it, you know, but then he took the doctorate and used it.
Oh, yeah. He has plenty of stores open down here in Atlanta.
Stores, restaurants, merchandising. You know, after Papa John said his little word he wasn't supposed to say that we talked about on a different show, Shaq actually stepped in and became one of the representatives that they featured on commercials for Papa John's.
Man, Shaq is one of the most recognizable figures here in the United States. I'm pretty sure across the world.
Icy Hot Patch.
The General Insurance.
The General Insurance? Yo, he's like, go ahead.
He still does the NBA TV stuff.
Still does it. And then, yo, he just had like a little episode on like documentaries or something. He had an episode documentary I was watching in my parents-in-law's house. It was good. It was great. And like, if you have the ability to, don't let sports be the only thing. If sports sends you to college or gives you enough money to get a college education, get that higher learning. I know there was I'm going to look him up right now. There's an ex-football player who became a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now he's trying to work to help the coronavirus.
You know, I want to focus in on the fact that being African American, both you and I, you know, there is we are. There's a certain mythology towards sports and athletics in the Black community. You know,
yeah,
it's like, well, if you know, little Tommy over there, he got a scholarship to go here. He's gonna be making a whole bunch of money because he's so good. You know, I want to segue that into us idolizing people with money. Like, I read an article the other day about Ellen DeGeneres and how she has cut her people's paycheck 60% because of the show, you know, since the coronavirus. And they're upset about this. They're like, you know, we're the ones who put your show on air. We're the ones who get you the audience that you want, but now you have cut our salaries to 60%. And that's what celebrities do. They care nothing about the little people, yet and still we follow and we please and we praise them as though they are heaven sent.
Hey, I put it like this. The only one heaven sent was the ones who were actually heaven sent. Everybody who was born on earth, bruh, they were born on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's capable of doing something good and everybody's capable of doing something bad. And it just so happens that what they choose. By the way, it was Myron Roll. Excuse me, Dr. Myron Roll.
Doctor.
Who left the NFL and is now a doctor on the front lines helping to combat coronavirus.
And that's important. That's like,
that is important. That's freaking amazing, bro. And like, and that's why I get a little angry, or at least agitated, when I hear some of the kids, like where I grew up, some of the kids in the neighborhood, yeah, I'm gonna make it to the NBA. And he go outside and he practice basketball all day and all day. And the other guy, I'm gonna make it to the NFL. He practice football all day and all day. And me, I was like, all right, y'all, I'll see y'all later. I'm gonna go to school.
I said, education is power.
It is. No, it just, well, knowledge is power. You gain knowledge from the education that you build yourself. Not just from what they tell you to learn in schools, but what they build, what you build there yourself. Because in math class, they'll tell you read this textbook. But if you take it one step further and try to come to the same conclusion of a math problem a different way, a new way, a faster way, you've done something what we call innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with science. If you learn a language, you've learned a language. But if you go speak the language, you have become broadened.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to speak English and you use English literature to talk about the colors red, white, blue, yellow, green, then you've done something, but it's not that big. But if you can take that and describe the color so people feel something when you speak of them, then you have transcended a color. An inanimate object, you transcend it. So like, you can take the education that you have been given,
mm-hmm,
and expound upon it many times over and become that leader in not just education, but become that leader in just plain knowledge.
See, so what we're trying to get at here, though, is that sports is important, yes, but it's not the root of what we should be reaching for. Like right now, during this pandemic and this coronavirus stuff, we shouldn't be worried about, well, when is our next sports fix? When are we going to open up NFL? When are we going to be able to go back to a Braves game? No, we should be focused on a cure and trying to continue to educate the players who are at the college level, high school level, so that they can eventually leave that sport and become productive, extremely productive. Such as the doctor who was in the NFL.
Myron Roll.
Myron.
Or Rolle. I don't know how to say his name.
It's probably Roll.
It's Roll.
It's probably okay. Roll.
Nah, man. You know, look, you speaking on it. Because real talk, it's like this. It's nice to have money.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to know what to do with it when you do have it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks when you don't have it. And when you don't have it and you still need it, it's even worse. But I've always looked at sports in a fashion that was a delightful distraction.
Yes.
If you are not playing the sport or you are not managing the sport, you are not making money legally off of the sport. It is a delightful distraction for you.
Mm-hmm.
I could see if your kid was in it, but still, it is still a delightful distraction for you. During this time when the NBA is not in session, the NFL is not in session, MLB is not in session, there's not going to be any Olympics, the athletes themselves should still be training.
Yep.
But what are you doing while the athletes are still just training? Are you going over their stats? Or are you trying to figure out how you can get that promotion at your job?
Well, a lot of people right now are going over the stats.
Are you looking at the stats? Are you trying to figure out how you can make some passive or secondary income to bring into your house? Yes, so you can go to another game, but also so you can bring in more income. Holla at me. I say that respectively because I know sports is like it's fun.
Yeah.
Sports are fun. They're exciting. They're enriching. They show determination. They show tenacity.
They build leadership.
They build leadership. Unless it's a single sport, like tennis, and then they don't know nothing but good ankles. but like, there's a lot of power put behind sports.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, sports is merely. And you please respect me when I say this. Sports are merely just a playful, delightful distraction from our everyday life.
Well,
they are.
I like
the distraction. And now we have to deal with our everyday life again.
I like the distraction, so, you know.
Yeah.
Call me Joe, I mean, everybody.
You good? I'm not even judging. I'm just saying. I figured it out a while ago. I used to work a job. And when I was working this job, the guys at my job, I was working in a warehouse. And it was for one of the big motor companies, one of the big car distributors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were working, lugging big, heavy equipment all day long and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But it was always strange to me how these guys never wanted to talk politics. They never wanted to talk even local politics. They didn't know about their local government. They didn't know about their local their local representatives. They didn't even want to talk about religion. But what they talked about fervently were two things. Sports, in depth. And The Walking Dead.
Oh, The Walking Dead. We could do a whole show on The Walking Dead.
We could. But let me show you how I looked at this and why I even said this one day. Now, follow me real quick.
I'm following.
Marquis, follow me real quick. And I'm going to make it very plain and simple.
If it's not, I'll turn off on the exit.
Okay, cool. So... the Greek games, the Greek and Roman games, the ones in the Colosseum, you know, when people would die, you know, in the games, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, okay. Those are sports back in the day, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, those were
okay,
sports.
Okay, cool. Now, economically speaking, the people who attended the game, you had two types of people. Do you know who those two types of people were?
No, inform me.
You had the emperor or the prestigious, the upper class, right? Mm-hmm. And they're sitting in their nice clean boxes with their nice clothes and the shade is on them and they got fruit and wine to drink and whatever. But the impoverished people, the lower economy people, they were there too. And you know what they gave out while they were there?
What was that?
Bread.
Mm.
Now, look at the people who were being put to death during these games. You had the champion and you had the guy who stole a loaf of bread, or you had the guy who tried to steal a horse.
These,
or you
had slaves. Criminals, slaves.
Criminals. You had some criminals. You had some people who were just homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You had some people who wanted to make a name for themselves, right?
Yeah.
But what you didn't have is the people who were in the stands being killed on a normal basis.
Mm.
See, this separates you. This separates a person from the person being killed or slaughtered. Mm-hmm. This separates you. You are a little different. You're not in the fight with them. So you can cheer and you can exclaim and be all happy or be all sad. It doesn't matter. You don't have to deal with this. So the plan, the psychological plan behind the Roman and the Greek games and the Colosseum was to make people's lives, I'm sorry, was to make people feel that their life was a little less dull, little less dreary, because they were poor.
Mm-hmm.
They were poor. But you know what they're not? They're not getting killed in the Colosseum, brother.
Nope, but they're enjoying the spectacle.
They're enjoying the spectacle of someone getting their head lopped off, because they are getting their head lopped off and they're going to go back to their poor hut of a house and they're going to be okay.
So that's what we're missing right now. We're missing the spectacle.
We're missing the spectacle. But let me transfer to today's understanding. Entertainment is one of the biggest grossing in economies or economic sources there is on the planet.
Yeah.
Besides it just being America, there is football, or what we would call soccer, in Europe. There's football and soccer in Africa and in Australia. They have cricket. They have badminton. They have all types of stuff.
There you go with badminton again.
I said it again. Blame me if you want. At me. grownassmanspeaks@gmail.com. Anyway. But be that as it may, sports are a global moneymaker.
Global phenomenon,
but they have replaced the Greek and the Roman games in the Colosseum. Who gets the most excited when you hear the loudest crack? And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, when somebody gets...
when someone gets wham!
Yep. That crowd goes wild.
Quote Tony Baker, cram! and Kirkpatrick. Yo, it is hilarious. It is exciting. But someone could die from that. No bull.
Yeah.
And traumatic brain injury is a thing that is real in sports.
Remember the CTE scandal that's going on with the NFL currently still.
Bruh, exactly. So the Coliseum and their deadly, deadly weapons have been traded out. Their loincloths have been traded out for uniforms, and their weapons have been traded for pads and
brute cleats. Strength.
Brute strength. And no, the brute strength stuck. Oh. But the helmets. Okay? All of it has been traded out, bruh. What used to be just a game for kids has now become the NBA, and I'm not sliding the NBA.
I will.
But it would just be a game of skill. Can you throw this in that basket over there?
And now it's okay. A multi-billion-dollar industry.
You know, and multi-billion dollars.
This is one of the big things that I like about sports is the entertainment factor. Like we said, the distraction. And this is something that I don't like about it, is that sometimes you have these just athletes who have, you know, become the prime and done everything they can to be the best at their position, but yet and still you have forgotten where you've come from. You understand? So your local high school, go back. Give. Find the kids who want to go to football camp but can't afford it. Take them. You know?
Yeah.
And you're right. That's the one thing that I miss with, like, you know, with celebrities in general. You weren't always this person placed on a pedestal. And one day it's going to come crumbling down. So right now, while you have it, give it back so that way you can get more. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe I just have a very narrow-minded view on celebrityism as a whole in general, you know, because sometimes it seems as though, like, why are we listening to the words of this NFL player on a political issue when they have no political ties with anything surrounding the issue? Like, why do reporters go and ask LeBron James, so how do you think the president is handling the coronavirus? I don't care what LeBron James thinks about it. He has
no say. Even though he might have a good idea.
I mean, that's like Bill Gates right now. Bill Gates is talking about, you know, we should extend it this far. And people are saying to him, well, you're no expert. You're just a computer guy. What do you know? Think about Bill Gates. He is one of the richest men in the world. He has teams that do everything upon everything. If he want to put a team together of doctors and nurses and scientists, guess what he can do with a snap of a finger?
Put a team together of doctors and nurses and scientists. He can do it. And I think I know what you're getting at.
You know what
because
I'm getting at.
I know, because money is a representation of success.
Mm-hmm.
Money is a representation of success, not just in America, but in the world. Unfortunately, money is a representation of success. No matter how a person got there, their celebrity and their fame based on their money is a representation of success. So when people ask LeBron James or Bill Gates, hey, what do you think? They're wondering, hey, this person who is influential because of their status, what do you think of the current bloggity blah, 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 blah of flim flam and shenanigans? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell us. And people either agree or disagree.
I don't never remember, you know, Walter Cronkite asking, you know, who was one of the famous actors from the day, Marilyn Monroe, about her stance on the political crisis of communism. Yeah, or Humphrey Bogart on the communist, you know, regime in Cuba. I don't remember ever reading any articles or seeing any news clippings of that.
I mean, I'm not saying specifically them. I do think that they, like, celebrities were asked, like, requests about that. I think it got really popular during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It got really popular during the Vietnam War for the simple fact that you had artists protesting the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. and the Vietnam War was the first war that America was in that was televised.
See, people, you know, again, we're not speculation information, but it's all about the opinion, you know, and we want to put out there that, yes, we are two strongly opinionated men. So we want to give you the true information, the right facts, along with our opinion. We want to have that informed opinion. So that
informed
way you can
consent.
No. That's the wrong thing. We're not talking about that.
Oh, it's not? No. It's not right? No, oops, no, my bad.
That
proceed, sir.
That informed opinion, right? It will allow us to open up the floor and the forum for intelligent discussion. And that's what all I'm trying to do here on True Information is open up the forum for intelligent discussion.
Intelligent discussion. If you have any points of interest or points of note or even points of retort, i.e. you don't agree with us, email us. What's the email, Bucky?
TrueInformation2020@gmail.com.
Or GrownAssManSpeaks, that's mine, GrownAssManSpeaks@gmail.com. We answer mail. I will answer you. I will answer you on this show so that you don't think that I'm just hiding something. But no, like, going back to what you were saying, this coronavirus having affected the sports entertainment industry is both very startling and very interesting. It's startling because, like we said before, like, people are kind of losing their minds a little bit. Like, oh my God, there are no sports. Husbands are having to talk to wives more than they wanted to. Boyfriends are now playing video games in excess. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a little rough out here. Women, their husbands or their boyfriends are now available. They can't just, oh, I'm watching the game, baby. I can't do that. Oh, no.
I know you where you're at. You're at the house.
I know where you are. Look, not only are you in the house, but your boys ain't here. You ain't drinking like you used to. Okay? You ain't got to go to work tomorrow.
Nope.
And there aren't any sports.
No sports.
People are hurting, folks. And I understand it. But you know what you should do?
Don't cry
for sports.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because sports wouldn't cry for you if you stopped going.
Oh, not at all. They're going to continue to make billions of dollars.
How's the boot? You go ahead and improve yourself. Instead of learning sports stats, how about you learn how to say hello in Mandarin?
Oh, ni hao.
Ni hao. See?
I learned it from Ni Hao, Thailand, or whatever her name is.
Well played. How's about you figure out how you want to spend your first summer free of coronavirus? You want to go on a trip? Where you want to go? What you want to do? You just want to wild out with you and your girl? You want to ride out with you and your man? Or you want to wild out with all of your friends? Because all y'all going somewhere, I can tell.
You know what? And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say email the show. Follow the page at True Information on Facebook. Just type in TRU Information on Facebook. Right there, you can directly contact us and talk to us if you want to do that. Email the show at TrueInformation2020@gmail.com or GrownAssManSpeaks@gmail.com. And with that, I am Marquis Davis.
And I'm Grown Ass Man. Tell your mom about me.
And this has been True Information.